Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the Word of God living and abiding in you, and how you can trust in it. It's your spiritual food. It's the power of God. And we've been talking about what the Word of God is to you in your life. We know that Jesus is the Word. We're born again by the living and abiding Word of God. It is the spiritual food, the bread you live by in life. It is that which is the milk that causes you to grow. It is spiritual law whereby you can walk in the Spirit. It is your life. It is the truth, reality in the realm of the Spirit. Remember, the Word is written in your heart and your mind, and it's the power of God that will produce your salvation and fruit in life. It's what you put on to put the armor of God on, the Word in every part of you, in your heart and your mind, directing your steps, coming out of your mouth. It's the foundation of God's building in you as you are a hearer and a doer of it. It is your guaranteed success, that you'll have no failure in life. It is that which does not lie. It is that which has been tried, it's been trusted, it's been tested, and it will come to pass. It is performed in a person's life who will be a hearer and a doer of it. It is your delight. It is what you're to meditate in day and night. And as you do so, you'll be planted by the rivers of living water, and your fruit will come to pass in its season. Whatever you do, whatever you carry out of the Word of God will prosper in your life. It is your source of keeping from the path of the enemy who tries to bring destruction. It's always the right thing. It is what you're going to walk after in line with a covenant, and which God is going to honor in your life. If you believe the Word, you're going to possess the promises of God in your life. We saw from Psalms 107, verse 20, it is your healing. The Word brings healing. It's the means whereby you cleanse your way, by taking heed to the Word of God. It's your source not to sin, and it is what you're to delight in the statutes of the Lord, not forgetting the Word, because you're a consistent hearer and doer of it in your life. It's that which you live and you keep, God quickens, and it's a source of spiritual strength in your life. And what is to be established in you, it is your lamp and your light, your source of spiritual understanding, always the right steps to take. It's your hope, and it's what God has magnified above all His name, and it produces life and health to all your flesh, and it brings forth rewards. These are all principles that we looked at from the Scriptures on the last broadcast, and we're going to continue from this point today. The last Scripture we saw there, we were looking at Proverbs 13, verse 13, where it says, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the command shall be rewarded." If you have the fear of the Lord, fear of the commandment of God, because you hear and do it, you will be rewarded. This is why you've got to put God's Word first place in your life. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, "The Word of our God shall stand forever." It's what you can stand upon, what you can rely upon, knowing that God is going to bring it to pass in your life. In Isaiah 55 and verse 8 and following, it speaks of, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." God's Word is that which He's going to perform, He's going to accomplish, He's going to prosper it in your life, and it does not return void unto Him. In Jeremiah chapter 1, He says that, "I will hasten my Word to perform it." He runs after His Word to perform it in a person's life. In Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 9, the Bible says that wise men are ashamed, dismayed, and taken. Why? Because they've rejected the Word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? You reject God's Word, you will be ashamed, and you will not have wisdom in your life. Jeremiah 15, verse 16, "The Word of God is the joy and rejoicing of your heart." It says, "Thy words were found, because you searched after them. And I did eat them, I took them within. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." And Jeremiah, in chapter 23, and verse 29, the Bible says, "Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? God's word is like a fire, like a hammer, and it will destroy the works of the enemy in your life. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, the Bible says, when the even was come, they brought unto many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word. Literally, it means with word, and healed all that were sick. He cast out the spirits with word, because you speak forth words that are going to cast out those evil spirits. And he brought forth healing. In Mark chapter 16, verse 20, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. What does God confirm? He confirms the word with signs following in your life and also in ministry. In Joel chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, he is strong or mighty that executes his word. The word of God is your means of being mighty as you execute it and do it consistently in your life. The Bible talks about over in Mark chapter 7 and verse 13 that the traditions of men make the word of God of no effect in your life. That's why you got to be sure that you're walking after the true doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, being obedient to what his word says. In John chapter 8, in verse 31 and 32, it said, Jesus said to the Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The word is the means whereby you're going to become a disciple if you continue in it, and the means whereby, as a disciplined one, because you've continued in it, you will know the truth, and that truth will make you free. In John 14, verse 21 and 23, it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I'll love him and will manifest myself to him. And then in verse 23, Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Hey, that's the means where God's going to come and show up and abide in you. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Here he says, the word of his grace, which is able or has the power to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. God's word is the source of you being built up and given your inheritance. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is going to come through the word. So the word is the source of specific faith that comes to you as you hear the word of God on area after area of your life. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Those are all adjectives describing the will of God. That which is good, beneficial in effect, that which is acceptable or well-pleasing, and that which is perfect or completing and fulfilling, which is exactly what the will of God will be. Well, how are you going to be able to prove that? Through the word. You're going to be transformed. The word transformed is the Greek word metamorpho, from which we get our English word metamorphosis, which is the process whereby there's a change of species from the caterpillar to the butterfly. That's exactly what God's doing in you, changing you from a carnal-minded, worldly-minded, sense-realm-minded person into a spiritually-minded, word-ruled-minded, God-inside-minded person, so you walk in line with his word. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26, it says, he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. God's word is your source of being sanctified and cleansed. And this is necessary for him to present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it would be holy and without blemish before him. In Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 17, it speaks of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word for word is rhema, the spoken word. So the sword of the Spirit, one of the parts of the armor of God, is you speaking forth the word whereby you're going to smite the enemies and overcome. It's your means to overcome the enemy. Colossians 3:10, it says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So it's the means whereby you put on the new man after you're born again. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. It's your source of wisdom. in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God's word, that's the source for your doctrine, for reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, so you'll be ready to do the works of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Here it says, we're to preach the word. It's what you preach. That's why so many people out there, they just give a scripture and then they just go out and ramble and all these things. No, that's not what God wants. He wants to hear the word coming out of people. That is what we teach and preach. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. And you're going to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. It's always going to be in line with the word. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 9, holding fast the faithful word as you've been taught. That's the faithful word which you and I are to hold fast. And we're supposed to have sound doctrine to be able to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, here he speaks of how Jesus was upholding all things by the word of his power. The word for word is rhema, the spoken word of his power. The word power is dunamis. So he was upholding all things by the spoken word of his power or miraculous ability. Well, that's the same thing you're going to do. It's a source where you're going to release the power of God as you speak forth his word. James 1 and verse 21. Here's where he says that they received with meekness the engrafted or implanted word, which is able or has the power to save their souls. And then in verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. It's the means where you're not going to be deceived if you will do what you hear. You've got to be a consistent doer. Down in verse 25, it says, whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You see, as you do the word, you're doing the work of God that he wants in your life and through you. And you're going to see God's blessings come forth. In 2 Peter chapter 1, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. And in verse 3 says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that's called us to glory and virtue. And then in verse 4, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. You and I are to be partakers of the promises of God, and that makes you a partaker of the divine nature, which is what the Word is going to produce in you. 2 Peter 1:19, we have a more sure word of prophecy, wherein do you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. It is the means for you to be directed in life. And in 1 John 2, verse 14, I've written unto you, fathers, because you've known him that's from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong. The word strong means mighty. And the word of God abideth in you. It's living and abiding in you. And you've overcome the wicked one. It is your source of overcoming and strength and walking in victory. You've got to get the word of God in you. And as you have the word of God first place, and the word is all these things to you, you will walk in victory. Be a hearer and a doer of the word. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.